T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB. At 6:34 and 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Monday evening on your fan New York City. I'm just trying to take a breath. This is going to be the Marathon Schmooze with Tom Lugauer and Bully Rosenberg, of course, on the other side of the glass. And open the 1-877-337-6666. We'll take your calls after Monday Night Football later on your fan, New York City.
It just shows the kind of character you have on in that locker room. The amount of movement they've had in and out of there with guys going down. And I really think the way that these guys have practiced and prepared, it just hasn't changed. It's probably, it just keeps getting better.
One is a number two. Two's the next number three. Three's the third number. One, two, three.
Darnold. Lots of time. That's complete. Demaryius Thomas inside the 10-yard line. Darnold, under pressure, got it away to Bell. Darnold with the keeper to the end zone.
We knew we had our hands full. I thought our guys did a really good job throughout the week of preparing.
Darnold got that one complete. Braxton Berrios on his way and knocked down at about the 1-yard line. Darnold rolls, and this is the tight end, Griffin, who walks into the end zone.
Counting's easy, breezy, sing with me.
I think they came in a little too happy. They thought it was just going
to
be an easy game.
Carr gives it to Ingold, and Ingold, they're going to mark him short. The official up at the top marked him short. Pass over the middle in the air, picked off to the end zone, touchdown, Brian Poole. Darnold throwing, end zone, touchdown, Robbie Anderson.
We've been catching our rhythm, executing, making it happen.
With a 3-game winning streak as the Jets win it 34-3.
Just got to stay consistent with, you know, how we come to work. And if we do that, you know, I think, you know, anything's possible.
I don't think these guys have been lacking confidence. They've done a good job of just sticking with it, starting the week over, you know, just trying to make sure they do everything right on Sundays. And now they're kind of seeing how it should look.
Three. Yeah.
Right now, the New York Jets are so hot you can get third-degree burns watching them. Christopher Johnson gave Adam Gase a vote of confidence. Now you would vote him the coach of the year, the best-looking 4-7 team you've ever seen. So after 1-7, where did all of this come from? Wherever this is coming from, have it come from the same place again. 14 points in 14 seconds. Berrios with the speed. Austin Powers. Mallett with the 3 tackles behind the line. Hewitt with the deflection. Poole with the pick 6. Josh Jacobs could not run for cover. Derek Carr files harassment charges. Sam over 300 yards again. 2+1 for him. Jamal Adams didn't like Trader fans booing the Jets in their home ballpark. So he and his gang shut them up, but good. One of my favorite things from another 34-point game. Sam to Powell to Crowder. To Sam, to Anderson for 30, coming from the quarterback whisperer. And those whispers are getting louder. Now everybody's hearing those whispers loud and clear. The offensive guru was Sam to Powell to Crowder to Sam to Anderson for the 30, and a couple of plays later, Anderson for the touchdown. All of this coming from the quarterback whisperer, the offensive guru, who got Peyton Manning coffee with the Jets fans now, lining up to get him the coffee with all the cream and sugar he wants. Five in a row. Now you're thinking, hey, wait a minute, it's possible. Meanwhile, the other team, the brand XXX Obscene Rated, other team in New York City, the New York Football Giants, and this is not something, as all of you know, easy to do. The New York Football Giants made Mitchell Trubisky look like an NFL quarterback. Although he and his Bears worked so hard, did they not, for the Giants to take this game, which the Giants could not take. They don't know how to win. Chicago, the 13-yard punt. Chicago, the Ogletree pick in the end zone and the Love pick in the wide open spaces of Chicago. The 60-yard reception that was called back on a penalty. Could the Giants take advantage of any of this? No. Shurmur. Pat Shurmur. Did you notice the Bears running out the punt unit? Hello, anyone home? If Mara decides to remove Shurmur, what he should do before making any moves regarding the rumorizing that we are hearing with one particular head coach, if Mara does decide to remove Shurmur, what he should do is check with all fans of America's team before you have the coach who does less with more. Yes, 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 the New York Football Giants need an overhaul. And for many, Shurmur needs a U-Haul. Daniel Jones is still developing. It's five games in a row with a miscue. Barkley is no longer a runner in scoring position. All of the moves he had last year that we didn't see enough of, what moves does he have now? He has become a standard pedestrian mediocre running back. Is he hurt? He looks like something is not right, whether it's physical or mental or his offensive line or all of the above. But right now, Saquon Barkley is no longer a runner in scoring position. Did anybody think of a double team with that Mack truck? He had one sack in his last six games, and a week ago he had no stats whatsoever. So you know he was chomping at the bit, licking his chops, looking over the shoulder, both shoulders, left and or right of Nate Solder. And, of course, he made his presence felt in the Giants' backfield. The Giants have these killer bees, Baker, Ballantyne, and Beal, and they're killing the Giants. How about Rosas? What a kicker. Not only the two misses on the two 40-plus yard field goals, but starts the second half with the out-of-bounds. Very nicely done by Rosas. Elsewhere with the Week 12, Tampa, as you know, beat Atlanta. And one of the stars, and that was surprising, because Atlanta had won two in a row, and they were looking like they had found their game, and Tampa Bay is Tampa Bay. But no, the Buccaneers over the Falcons. And Tampa Bay was led by Vita Vea. Yes, he scored a touchdown. A defensive lineman for the Bucs. And, of course, Buffalo and, of course, the Western New York football team. They ran over Denver. And who was it? Devin Singletary with a lot of yards. Pittsburgh benches Mason Rudolph, who eyewitnesses report removed his own helmet when taken out. All the Cleveland stars padded their numbers over Miami, the Baker, Chubb, Landry, OBJ, with Myles Garrett looking to find someone who thinks Mason Rudolph said what he didn't say. The Saints, they escape at home when Carolina misses from three-point territory, and the Saints made their three, Lutz, no Klutz, at the final second of the game. Carson Wentz, not the same also. Russell Wilson, the same also. Rashad Penny, 129 yards for the Hawks. Where is Stafford when you need him? Driscoll, the three picks in Washington, beats Detroit. The weather was bad in Foxborough, and so was Garrett's play calling in a game you had bad news with New England winning and good news with the which team losing. So, Aaron Rodgers last night, do you think he's lost a step, had no time to throw, had no time to evade the pass rush, as those sad sacks from a year ago are now happy sacks? And Tennessee beat Jacksonville. Who doesn't? Listen, this is like major news here. I should have led with this. But the interesting thing about reading about Tennessee beating Jacksonville, the Titans scoring four touchdowns within a span of six plays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.